This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's the DJV show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. He may join us this hour. He's been popping on to say hello as he travels through the countryside. The ladies, in the meantime, holding down the fort. And one of the trending stories today is about Ethiopian Airlines and the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Guys, we've been covering this for at least a couple of months now, a couple of crashes, and then, of course, a few weeks ago, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 8. There's some new news that was released from Ethiopian Airlines. Flight 302 repeatedly nosedived despite the pilots following proper procedures. There was some thought after the crash of Flight 302 that perhaps the pilots hadn't acted appropriately, that maybe this was in combination with the issues with the Boeing 737 MAX 8, that somehow they had done something wrong. But Ethiopia's Minister of Transport now says that the initial news from this crash investigation says that the pilots acted as they were supposed to. This latest crash for Ethiopian Airlines happened on March 10th. Just after takeoff, and it killed all 157 passengers and crew members that were aboard. The news conference held by the Ethiopian Minister of Transport said that the crew performed all of the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft. The investigation has also found the plane was in good condition. It was airworthy before the flight that ended up crashing. Based on flight data and cockpit voice recordings, they have not determined if there was anything structural going on, but it seems at this point that it is not. The minister said that she's recommending that Boeing review the Jet's Air's flight control system for controllability issues, and that's exactly what Boeing is doing right now. These MAX 8 jets are still grounded. I had heard a few days ago, Victoria and Kara, that they thought they had found a patch for the software system in these new jets, but that they were still trying to go through all the tests to make sure that was indeed the fix that they were looking for. It seems that something happens in autopilot as on takeoff with both of these crashes, and now we know that the pilots in this Ethiopian Air case did everything by the book. At least that's what was reported this week.
Yeah, and you know, the scary thing is the same plane that crashed, like the actual same plane, not the same model, but I mean the same plane that crashed the Ethiopian Airlines, the Flight 302, that same problem came up, I think it was only a week before, or maybe even less than a week before, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show, that the two pilots had a retired pilot in the jump seat, who was, you know, retired pilots are allowed to travel in the jump seat, and so he was actually the one to help them counteract what had happened, because they faced the same difficulty, and then he was flipping through the manual, and he was able to help basically save the plane and save everyone's life. But the thing is, the two pilots, and then he went on his way. He's a retired pilot. He doesn't work for the airline anymore. But the two pilots who experienced that never reported it. They could have saved all of these lives, but they never said anything. I can't imagine what they're going through living with that type of guilt. Must be horrendous. And then it's also really sad when you hear the stories of the people who lost their lives. I don't know if you heard about this one case. 5 members from one family were killed on the flight. And a woman named Carol Karanya was traveling from Canada to Kenya with her mother and their 3 children. They were ages 7, 4, and 9 months old. And Carol texted her sister saying she felt uneasy about the flight. She was using the WhatsApp message app. And she said, quote, "My heart isn't really excited. I feel like there's something bad ahead, but I don't know what." And unfortunately, you know, that's 3 generations of the family who were affected in that one crash. It's just, it's so sad when you hear the human element of it, which we haven't really talked about because the story has been overshadowed by the faulty, you know,
the plane.
Whatever is going on with the plane, yeah, and Boeing.
You're thinking about that, the equipment rather than the people.
Right.
That's a great point. For Boeing's part, they have a little bit of pressure, more pressure than before after the Ethiopian Airlines crash report came out this week. Boeing is going to reveal key information in its first quarter performance. That'll happen on April 9th. That's when they report their first quarter deliveries and orders. On April 24th, it'll report their financial results for the first 3 months of the year. And analysts are expecting the number of deliveries to be hit by these problems with the 737 MAX. And the financial results are expected to include an estimate for how much grounding the planes will cost in compensation to the airline customers. Right now, they think the cost is already at $2 billion, and the price goes up every single day that those planes are not flying. So that'll be coming up for Boeing. Meanwhile, there's a lot of analysts out there, aviation experts, that think that the 737 MAX fleet should have been grounded well before the Ethiopian Airlines crash. They said that there's enough information for Boeing to ground the planes after the Lion Air accident, which happened back in October of 2018. That one crashed into the Sea of Indonesia. So troubles for Boeing, no doubt, that seem to be continuing on, even though they are trying to make a little bit of progress towards figuring out what exactly it is that needs to be fixed to get these planes back up in the air.
I'm very happy that President Trump grounded those planes just to be out of, you know, an abundance of caution, because American pilots, I've always said, are the best pilots in the world, and they have been able to solve these problems while they're happening. So with so many of these issues we never really knew about, but pilots behind the scenes were going back to their company and to Boeing saying, look, there's something really wrong here. And I'm happy that, you know, we took the right step and just saying enough, we're not going to take any chances with human lives anymore. So hopefully Boeing figures this out, because their stock is certainly not doing that great.
Yeah. Big changes coming to the TSA, maybe how you travel, and more importantly, how you pack. We'll have those stories for you as we continue on the DJV show. But first, do you have an old vehicle that you've been meaning to repair or sell that's taking up space in your driveway? Well, forget the repairs. Donate your car. Your donation will support one of the last great American institutions, the family farm. According to America's Diverse Family Farms, on average, one U.S. farm feeds 165 people annually in the U.S. and abroad. And close to 99% of farms are family operated. Would you believe that farmers only receive about 15 cents out of every dollar spent on food at home? So with your help, we could preserve an entire American value system, as well as the many farmlands across the country. Donate your vehicle. It's super easy, and it'll be towed at absolutely no cost to you. All types of vehicles are accepted: trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers, and a whole lot more. And your donation may even qualify for tax deduction. So ask your tax professional about that. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming by donating today. Call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or complete the form online at djvshow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE or djvshow.com, and look for the Donate Your Car button.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers can be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is in Ireland this week, and the ladies are dreaming about our next trip. The TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, is now bringing these new 3D security scanners nationwide, which means that maybe if you're getting ready to travel for spring break or summer vacation, your next airport experience could be a whole lot smoother. So, Victoria, what are they testing out with the TSA?
Well, having anything be smoother going through security is a huge upside. Yeah. So the TSA is they're testing a thing called computed tomography. And those are machines that they're at in Boston and in Phoenix. They've started testing them since June of 2017, actually. And since then, those machines have expanded to 12 more locations. So the TSA has now announced that 300 new systems will be deployed at more airports around the nation, thanks to a $96 million contract. And the biggest perk for travelers is you may no longer have to take out your laptop, liquids, or other materials from your carry-on bag for inspection. So instead of having a separate, I just did this coming back from Nashville, everything is a separate tray.
Yeah.
You know, your shoes go in one, your laptop has to be in its own thing, and then your backpack has to be in another one. Well, now you don't need to take out your phone and your laptop and your iPad and all that. It might all be just you keep it in the bag and it all goes through. And this is unlike a standard two-dimensional X-ray that most travelers see. The 3D technology allows TSA officers to rotate the image digitally to examine a suspicious item without actually unpacking the bag. So this is, you know, if Doug was here, he'd probably say, oh, yeah, it's great. Give the TSA more responsibility and, you know, they're going to miss more stuff. That could be true because this does involve more of the human element having to take responsibility and making sure that they're inspecting properly as opposed to things just going through in a separate little bin. So they believe that this new system will be implemented sometime this summer and completed by 2020. So we're not sure which airports are going to receive the scanners first, but I'm guessing they're probably going to go to the major airports, L.A., New York, Atlanta, probably Chicago. Those were most likely they'll start with the biggest ones and then work their way down.
Hey, if it makes it easier and if it makes it, because we all know the lines build up because you always have that guy in front of you who has 25 things with him that he pulled out of his bag. Then he's got to take his shoes off. Then he has to take his belt off. Then he has to take his money out of his pocket. Then his car keys. And that's what builds up these lines at these security checkpoints. The TSA gets a bad rap for being slow, and sometimes they deserve it, sometimes not. But it's the people that are carrying all their stuff with them, especially carry-on travelers, that have to take apart all of their stuff and then put it all back together again.
Yeah.
And that takes up space and time for sure. So, good news coming from the TSA. Perhaps you'll see one of these 3D security scanners on your trip out this summer in 2020. Check it out. It's a DJ V show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Past the hour, it's the DJ V show. That is the voice of Katy Perry, and the stars are really lining up this season to try to, I think, save American Idol, if we're being fair. American Idol's not doing so well in the ratings. I think their lowest rated season ever, but they did reveal their top 20 on Monday night show. But more importantly, Katy Perry revealed the roster of all-stars who will appear on next Sunday's show for this year's duets round. This is going to be pretty good. I'll give them credit for this. Just hours after the show wrapped, Katy Perry tweeted out, and you know she's a judge on the show, a roster of planned guests that includes Jason Mraz, who we're hearing now, Julia Michaels, Brett Young, Pat Benatar, Lucas Graham, Ben Harper, L. King, Chris Isaac, and Kara, skip right on down to Shaggy because this is my jam.
Hey, Shaggy's been back. You know, he had that big record with Sting that actually did pretty well. So
yep.
Shaggy's now, relevant again.
Yeah, which I'm all about. I listen to this song still. It's on heavy rotation in my streaming service. All right, last year's duets episode featured Sugarland, Louis Fonzie, Aloe Black, Pat Monahan, and Bishop Briggs.
Train.
Yeah, I got Pat Monahan and Sugarland. The rest, I'd have
you
to
You don't know Louis
help,
Fonzie
but.
From Despacito fame?
Despacito.
No.
Oh, you know Despacito.
Justin
that
Bieber.
Song, like, oh my gosh, you couldn't get away from it. It was such a big song.
Okay. So, yeah, so it seems like this lineup this year is better than last year, certainly.
It's like literally, that song Despacito was so big, it was like, remember that Psy? What was that song that everyone couldn't get away from?
Oh, Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style.
Oh,
it was like that big.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was paying attention?
You definitely know this song.
Are
you telling me you didn't hear this?
No.
Oh, Jen, where were you?
I want to live in the world, then. I want to live in the world that Jen lives in.
You must have been in denial, because we definitely played this song multiple times here.
I probably shut down or something. I don't know. In any case, good luck to American Idol. Hope those ratings pop right back up. It seems like a good lineup this year. Kind of fun. And it's always fun to see the duets. So very good there. Now, something I do know about is Dolly Parton. I may not know about Despacito, but I do know my Dolly. Love her. And one car at the Bristol Motor Speedway is going to be impossible to miss. What's the story here, Victoria? Dolly's getting involved with NASCAR?
Yes, this is so cool. So one car at the Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend on Saturday, specifically at the Xfinity Series race, one car is going to really stand out. It is bright pink and white, and it has Dolly Parton's face on the hood. And
that's
so Dolly
girl.
Dolly has sponsored. The driver's name is Tyler Reddick, and this is the number 2 Chevrolet Camaro car. And so it's sponsored by all things Dollywood, including her company Dolly Records, and it is the official car of the Dolly Parton Dollywood labels. He will drive this weekend for Richard Childless Racing, and it is definitely loud in the way that it's painted. It looks like a Barbie dream car. That's what it looks like.
I love that.
If you guys haven't seen this, I'll send you a picture of it. It's amazing. It's like Barbie's
pink cars, Tyler. It's going to be fine.
Yes, and that's another thing. I love that whoever this Tyler Reddick is, I love you already. He said, it's an honor to represent Dolly Parton in her variety of businesses and our number 2 car. Dolly's an icon and has had a lot of success, and I admire her while trying to build my own success in NASCAR. And he said, hopefully we can take Dolly in the number 2 car to Victory Lane. And that's going to be in her home state of Tennessee this weekend.
Thought it was funny. A lot of reactions that any driver who dares pass or, heaven forbid, spin, the Dolly car is going straight to hell.
Yep.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was 6. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is
the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about.
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. There's a report that Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report made it seem less damaging than it is. The New York Times claims associates of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all checking in, holding down the fort. And some health news now in the focus. The FDA, Victoria, it's not good. The side effects that are coming along with these e-cigarettes and vaping, what's the story?
Yeah, this is yet another downside to vaping. So 2 days ago, the FDA actually announced that they found 35 cases where people had seizures after vaping. And this is, they studied this from 2010 through early this year. And they said it doesn't seem like a lot. However, the FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, said he's still very concerned that the number is enough to merit a scientific investigation. So 35 cases of seizures after vaping. That's the base. That's what they're starting with. Most of the incidents involve young people who tend to vape more than older people do. But there isn't really a clear pattern so far. The FDA says it's unsure if there's a link between seizures and vaping, but it does seem circumstantial, and it does seem that there are known side effects of nicotine poisoning, which does include seizures. And so what happens is a lot of people don't realize one e-cigarette, like one drag off of an e-cigarette, is like an entire cigarette. And it's, I think one entire cartridge is 20 cigarettes or something. It's an insane amount of nicotine that you're getting if you smoke an entire vape cartridge, and a lot of people aren't aware of that. So I would guess that this is probably going to turn out to be nicotine poisoning in the cases of these seizures, where young people are probably just out vaping and just, you know, chain smoking these things and not realizing how much nicotine they're actually getting. The FDA is also asking anyone who's experienced these issues to report them through the FDA website with specific information about symptoms, the e-cigarette brand that you use, and whether or not other drugs were being used at the same time. And they basically want to, obviously we know that they've been trying to curb teen vaping, which is at an astronomical rate right now. And so federal health regulators are proposing guidelines to tighten up restrictions on flavored e-cigarettes so that they're less appealing to young kids. But now with the seizures and possible nicotine poisoning, this puts it into a different category. I would not be surprised if we don't see a total ban on these for anyone under 21 by the end of this year, which I don't think is a bad thing at all.
I wouldn't hate it. It seems that not only are the e-cigarettes and the vaping companies reaching out to kids by making them in all sorts of flavors like cotton candy and cherry and all these fruit flavors, but I just don't think that they realize. I don't think you realize what you're doing because it doesn't have the smell. And obviously, teenagers like that because they can sneak it past their parents. They kind of go undetected. But it just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. And I don't know how you even monitor this. I guess it would be similar to alcohol, but there's so many ways around that I don't even know if you make a dent in it with kids using these things.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple summers ago when this kind of craze really started, a friend of mine who had smoked in college but had given it up ever since. So we were at a backyard barbecue, and she comes into the party, and she's got two e-cigarettes, and she offered me one, and I said, no, thanks. I said, that stuff is actually a lot more potent than you think. And she goes, oh, no, it's fine. She's smoking away. And I said, look on the back of the package. And it actually said I forget what brand it was, but it said on the back of the package that this is the equivalent of like 20 cigarettes, and she couldn't believe that. And you know, and then she stopped because she thought, oh my gosh, I might get addicted.
What am
I
doing?
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Kids who are non-smokers, who are smoking this just because, like you said, Jen, you can sneak it by your parents, they're getting addicted to it. It's still the same nicotine that's in cigarettes. It's the same addictive properties. And we're going to see kids, I think, in just a couple of years having a lot of lung problems. And that's a terrible, terrible thing to bring on yourself for no reason. And what benefit? You don't even get high from it. You know,
if
you think about it, it's like it's a stupid
cigarette. You're just making yourself sick.
Stupid thing. It's like, what are you doing? You're just puffing away on something. If they want to keep vapes alive, then just make flavored stuff that doesn't have nicotine in it. If kids want to go around puffing on stuff, it's like the equivalent of, you know, it's still bad for you. It's still chemicals going into your lungs.
Don't they sell it that way? You can buy it with, like, certain levels of nicotine. Some are stronger than the other. Because a lot of people have said they've used e-cigarettes successfully to quit smoking because they dial down their nicotine in each as they go through the process.
Yeah, I don't know specifically if that does make sense that there are lower levels of tar and nicotine, but I don't think they make nicotine free. I don't know that they make that yet. Which they probably should, but...
You know, people talk about it. It's one of the things that we hear a lot is that marijuana isn't addictive. We know, obviously, nicotine is really addictive. A lot of experts will tell you more than heroin. But I do believe that there's a mental addiction that goes along with these things. And I think no one wants to talk about it. But it's that idea of standing up, going outside, socializing after a meal or whatever that I think a lot of people also get hooked on. Or they say that they relax when they smoke or they vape. vape or whatever it is. And I think there's this mental element that because it's not a physical connection, and that is terrible when your body is physically addicted to a substance, whether that's sugar or heroin, it's hard to break that. I get that. But that mental component of breaking a habit, I think, is also something that's just really hard for a lot of people, especially young people that look at these things almost, and they probably don't even realize it, but they're looking at it as tools of acceptance because it's something they do socially. Yes. With their friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, when I was in high school, I was just with some girlfriends last week, and we all went to high school together, and we were joking about, you know, sneaking a cigarette and, you know, it's behind a building at school and, you know, that kind of stuff. And if you're just standing there and you don't have a cigarette, then you're the odd man out. And it's not that, you know, there was any hazing or bullying going on, but, like, there is that mental thing where you want to fit in. And you don't want to be the only one not doing what everyone else is doing. And so I think that the e-cigarettes has really put such an emphasis on that, which is just, it's too bad, and it's just so dangerous. And there's really no way for parents to even fully know, unless you're going to inspect your kids' bags and or the school goes through their locker, how would you even really know, if the kids are smoking?
That's a scary thing. Yeah. Yeah, for parents, that's really scary. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, we've got more health news in the focus. Some interesting news. If you're thinking about starting a new exercise routine, some good news about that for you as we move on. Doug is in Ireland this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. I want to tell you about Calitrin. It's the number one healthy choice for weight loss and has been for over 20 years. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day right before you go to bed at night. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like some of the other more unhealthy products that are on the market. So get better sleep, shed pounds with Calitrin. You can get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
We'll be right back. Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show, focusing on some trending health stories and some good news. If you're getting ready to start an exercise routine, or maybe you already do some physical activity every day, you are preventing disability in future years of your life. Losing the ability to move and perform in activities of daily life, that leads to a loss of independence. It can be deadly. It can cost you your life. Researchers are now focusing on preventing conditions that can lead to disability, and they say being physically active can help prevent disability in those who have or who are at risk of certain joint conditions. This new study says adults with lower extremity joint symptoms like aching pain or stiffness who get at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorous exercise every week, so just an hour a week, are more likely to be free of disability after 4 years than those who do not meet the exercise goal. This study was published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and it looked at participants in the Osteoarthritis Initiative, which is a large multi-site study on knee osteoarthritis who are increased risk of disability because of these lower extremity symptoms. So think about this, guys. As much as I always say, and I'm the hugest person that, like, I always say this to myself, I just don't have time. I want to exercise, but I don't have time. Literally, if you made time to exercise 10 minutes every single day, which we can all honestly find time for,
right,
you by the end of the week are increasing or adding years to your life and reducing the risk of disability in the future. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that is. And that's empowering to know that, you know, some people say kind of have a defeatist attitude about certain things like that with their health, but this is actually concrete evidence to show if you just get up and move around a bit, you don't need to. I was reading an article the other day of a fitness trainer was saying that the 10,000 step thing really intimidates people, and a lot of people feel like, I can't take 10,000 steps today. Well, 10,000 steps is like 4 or 5 miles a day. You don't have to go to that extreme. And just like you said, Jen, if you break it down, if it's 1 hour per week, 10, 15 minutes a day, just get outside, enjoy some sunshine. If it's cold, still bundle up and get a little bit of exercise, and that can really make a huge difference.
Yeah, it makes it seem more consumable and doable for
yes.
me, because if I don't have at least a half an hour, I think, well, I'll just have to try to get to this tomorrow, or on the weekend, I'll double up, I'll try to get in an hour long walk or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it just never happens. We keep constantly pushing. It's the case of the Mondays. You know, I'll start my diet on Monday, and then 5 years go by. So yeah, good news. And I think really smart news, actually, to make exercise just feel more consumable. All right. I always love to tell you guys stories outside from my home state of California. And this is a doozy. This is a good one. California police officers were called into action this week after a pregnant woman gave birth at McDonald's.
That's right. Lovely.
This happened in Northern California. Police officers were called to McDonald's after a woman went into active labor. I don't know what she was eating or if she had eaten anything yet, if it was the McNuggets that brought it on. But McDonald's ultimately turned into this pseudo-delivery room because there just wasn't enough time to get the mother to the hospital. She was ready to go. Paramedics had to respond to McDonald's. They delivered a healthy baby boy, if you can believe it. And the police said, it's not every day you get to help deliver a newborn baby at McDonald's. Both the mom and her newborn baby were taken to the hospital. They're both doing well, according to the Post. But imagine the customers who are just looking for that filet of fish on a Friday.
I don't think I would ever go back to that McDonald's again.
Out pops a kid.
It's so funny.
Gosh.
Go ahead.
No, it's just why I won't ride elevators with women that are really, really pregnant, because on the sitcoms, the elevator always gets stuck and the delivery always happens in the elevator. What were you going
to
say, Karen?
It's so funny to me that some people have like 20-hour labors and then other ones just have a baby
at McDonald's. Yeah.
In line at the drive-thru. It's perfect. It's the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week, but every week at this time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, making a house call to keep us in tip-top shape. Dr. Ken, how are you?
I am just fine.
Now, there's somebody in pop culture who needs to visit you, and that is Mick Jagger. Famous Rolling Stone, he is facing a pretty serious heart surgery. The announcement was made about a week ago that the Rolling Stones would have to put their concert on hold. They're going to be back touring again this summer if Mick Jagger can recover and get back on the road. But what is he facing, and what's that recovery time like for someone like Mick?
Well, we don't know a whole lot, but let me predict what's going to happen. He's 75 years old. He had his eighth child in 2016.
Wow.
And it was reported this week that he'll need, all they said is heart valve procedure. And if the need is for valve replacement, a strong possibility would be to replace the aortic valve because of aortic valve stenosis or narrowing of the valve. This happens when the flaps of the valve become stiff and thickened or may fuse together. The narrowed valve cannot open fully and it blocks the blood flow out of the heart to your aorta. And this can just happen over time due to wear and tear of aging. We have the traditional open heart surgery to replace the valve, but really a nice possibility for Mick Jagger is this less invasive way that was approved by the FDA in late 2011. It's called TAVR. It stands for transaortic valve replacement. It's done through a catheter without opening up the chest.
Oh, wow.
And with the TAVR, the surgeon repairs the valve without removing the original valve, putting the replacement valve in the original valve's place, and the replacement valve takes over regulating the blood flow. TAVR takes about an hour to an hour and a half, traditional open heart surgery, about 3.5 hours. But the really good news is recovery time for TAVR is about a week, while it's about 4 to 6 weeks for open heart surgery.
Yeah, that seems to be much less invasive, a better way to go if you're Mick Jagger. I'm sure you're probably considering all those options. Now,
and the interesting thing is that he chose to do this in America, in New York City. And I think that's a very important point. I certainly would.
Well, for a lot of people who like socialized medicine, though, it is really telling to say when you have the opportunity, when you are a wealthy person like Mick Jagger, you move away from where there's socialized medicine and you come to America. So we wish him good luck. And if we want to prevent being in that situation, I know sometimes this is genetics, Dr. Ken. Mick Jagger's in pretty good shape. He's had a hard life, no doubt. But our diet is really what determines kind of our longevity in life. How important is what we eat to how long we get to stay on the planet?
Exactly, Jen. Medical Journal Lancet this week that bad diets are shortening lives worldwide, killing more people globally than either smoking or high blood pressure. Bad diet, it caused 22% of all deaths among adults in the year 2017. Poor nutrition, it helps cause many health conditions from high blood pressure to type 2 diabetes. Some eating habits which are particularly strongly linked to higher death rates include diets high in sodium and those low in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and nuts and seeds, and generally eat fewer processed foods and more whole plant-based foods.
So stick to the basics, right? Lean meats, lean proteins, beans, vegetables, fruits. Kind of, it makes sense, but it's still hard for a lot of us because we're all running around and we turn to processed food so often.
Well said.
All right. Finally, in our last minute, this one scares me. Cancer risk, a bottle of wine equals 5 to 10 cigarettes. Say it isn't so, Dr. Ken. Come on, wine's good for us, isn't it?
Don't shoot the messenger. BMC Public Health this week. We all associate drinking alcohol with liver disease, but drinking alcohol is also the fifth leading cause of cancer. Drinking a bottle of wine each week is the same as smoking 5 to 10 cigarettes a week when it comes to raising the risk of getting cancer. For women, drinking one bottle of wine per week increases the lifetime risk of cancer to the same level as smoking 10 cigarettes a week, largely driven by the higher risk of breast cancer, and among men it's the same risk.
Just a really big bottle, right? Can we do that? Dr. Ken Kronhaus with House Calls. Check him out at the DJVShow.com website. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.